Good morning. My name is Brittany Dietz, and I am an American intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. As some of you may recall from a recording I did earlier in April, I work in the collections department, where I'm conducting a complete inventory of the museum's textile collection. This project is supported in part by the State Historical Society of Iowa Historical Resource Development Program. A large part of my job during the inventory project is making sure that the known history of each artifact, such as who it belonged to, when it was made, how it was used, etc., is included in Past Perfect, which is the museum's computer database. Unfortunately, some artifacts don't have much information, but there are many other artifacts that are very well documented. For example, a few months ago, I found a small scrap of an old feather pillowcase in one of the textile boxes. At first, I was a little surprised the museum had accepted this pillowcase fragment, but when I researched its history, I learned that the artifact represented a significant part of Danish immigrant Annie Wilson's life. The following is the story of Annie Wilson. Annie was born in Warsaw, Denmark, and after her confirmation, she began to work as a chambermaid in larger nearby towns and cities. But Annie's mother disliked Annie being in the city, so she arranged for Annie to work in the home of Christian Overgaard in Fartoft. Annie first met her future husband, Andreas Willitsen, who was later anglicized to Andrew Wilson, when he arrived to fetch her to work on the Overgaard farm. At this time, Annie was 20 and Andreas was 27. Annie worked as a cook and helped with the milking, and Andreas was a laborer. After years' acquaintance, Annie and Andreas agreed to marry, and Annie gave up her job. Because she was expected to make bedclothes and other linens in preparation for their marriage, she lived with Jens Willitsen in the summer of 1888 in order to learn weaving from his wife, Stina. With Stina's guidance, Annie learned to card wool, make yarn, and then weave ticking for pillows and other bedding. She finished all the weaving for necessary items in August of 1888. Annie and Andreas were married on October 31st, 1888. They had a son, William, in 1889, and a daughter, Anna Marie, in 1891. In March of 1892, Andreas suggested their small family should immigrate to the U.S., and in April they crossed the Atlantic. After 10 days at sea, they arrived at Ellis Island. Annie and Andreas had intended to go to Waterloo, Iowa, but Danish friends at the railroad station convinced them to go to Chicago, Illinois instead. The family then switched their train tickets for Chicago. But as the family was boarding the train, four well-meaning police officers stopped them, fearing that the new immigrants were being hoodwinked by strangers wanting to rob or otherwise swindle them. Once the policemen were convinced that the family was in no danger, Annie and Andreas and their two children left for Chicago. They arrived in the city on April 18, 1892, where two young Danish men aided them in securing a home. These men also served as translators for the American doctor treating little Anna Marie, who'd become ill with pneumonia during the crossing. Andreas quickly found work and spent most of his time in Chicago as a driver, hauling away ashes from homes. Annie had six more children in the U.S., for a total of eight children, by 1906. All of the children were baptized as Willitsen, but in 1907, when Andreas became a citizen, he gave his name as Wilson, which the family then adopted. In March of 1912, Annie and Andrew moved to Iowa, where they spent the rest of their lives farming. Now, what I think is unique about Annie's pillowcase scrap is that it challenges basic assumptions about women from the mid-19th century. I, like many other people, assumed most women from that time period grew up learning how to weave from a young age and did weaving all of their lives. But I found out that Annie was about 21 years old before she learned how to weave, and she stopped weaving altogether once her son was born in 1889. When we think about what people were probably like in the past, unconventional stories like Annie's shed new light on how everyday people really lived. And that's why it's important that the Danish Immigrant Museum preserves and shares these kinds of stories. Thanks to the inventory project, Annie's pillowcase scrap, as well as many other artifacts, are now visible in the Danish Immigrant Museum's searchable online database called View Our Collection. Now, normally a person would have to be a member of the museum at the $100 level or above to get access to View Our Collection, but for the month of June 2011, the museum will be offering a free trial period of View Our Collection. At the beginning of June, the museum will give out the access code on its website and Facebook page, and people will be able to use that access code to log into View Our Collection and try the service out for free. So make sure you don't miss on this opportunity to see all the great stories behind the museum's many artifacts. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.